Oh, hello. This is KGLT Bozeman, KGLC East Helena, serving the Helena Valley. Ron Sanchez in the seat on this smoky Friday afternoon. Thanks to Tim Tate for the previous 3 hours. It's my turn now, though, and got something special coming up. Probably late in the second hour. I'll tell you about it in a bit. Right now, I want to tell you KGLT is supported by Scissor Bill Saloon, open 7 days in the Big Sky Mountain Village from noon to 8 p.m. for packaged liquor, food, and drinks to go. Details and menu online at scissorbills.com and Facebook. Order by phone, 406-995-4933. Happy Trash Can, weekly curbside food scrap pickup for home, business, and events. Serving Bozeman, Belgrade, and beyond. Subscriptions available online at happytrashcan.net. And the Community Food Co-op, supporting the community through annual donations of more than $30,000 to local schools and nonprofits through its Apple a Day and Coffee for Classrooms giving programs. Online at bozo.coop, open daily 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. and located at 908 West Main or 44 East Main in Bozeman. And we thank everybody who supports KGLT. Well, I don't see any weather right now, but it's looks like it's 91 outside right now and a little smoky. That's unfortunate. Blowing in from the west. So be careful. There was a air quality alert this morning, and I know I've been feeling it. Crusty eyes, stuffed up nose. At least it's not our fires. Well, we can only hope. Okay. Press this. Now I'm logged on. I got some records yesterday. I had to go out and run an errand out in Four Corners. And it meant I doubled back and stopped at the antique mall, something I try to do once in a while. I don't like going on huff finds. A lot of too much traffic out there, and making a left turn across it is not my idea of fun. But because I had to make a round trip, I stopped in and came home with a few things. And that's always cheers me up, especially right before a show. That means I have something fresh and new to play. And I'm going to be getting into the bag soonly. But right now, I just wanted to start with this one today. Oh.
Stars can frighten. deep in our mind. It does not feel, it does not die. Space is neither to nor light. Into the void we have to travel to find a clue which will unravel. Is this the reason deep in our mind? The secret lies with our tomorrow. In each of us is a hidden sorrow. Is this the reason deep in our mind?
Jimi Hendrix and Chas Chandler living out their science fiction dreams from the first Jimi Hendrix album, Our Experience, Third Stone from the Sun. And if you bought all those big box sets, there's a, one of them has a track of all the dialogue they're doing. And it's interesting. They're having fun in the studio. I'm sure they had some studio treats to make it even better. Start off with Pink Floyd, the opening song from their debut album, Astronomy Domini. Sid Barrett leading the band through that one. And that's a good one. Just a great way to start. I remember hearing that album. I think I probably had a single before I heard the album, Arnold Lane. But when I heard that album, I thought, wow, things are changing quickly. Hawkwind from their album Do Re Mi, which I think might be their second or third album. And it's a good one. I don't know if Lemmy's on had joined by, at that point. He wasn't on the first couple albums, but came in pretty soon. And they're great. Maybe the loudest band I saw, quite possibly. It was loud. I saw them again at a festival, and that was a little more manageable. But in a small theater, they played loud. And Lemmy, he is funny. I got to meet him. He is a hoot. Just like you would expect. Really nice guy, too. 21 after the hour. Perfect timing there. That worked out good. There must be something. Oh, I did forget something. This 3 o'clock hour, done written by the Explorer Big Sky newspaper, covering Big Sky and Southwest Montana with compelling stories and professional photography from across the region. Available twice monthly at newsstands around Bozeman, West Yellowstone, and Big Sky. Online at explorebigsky.com. Download now, available from the App Store. What's coming up important here? Students are back. That's crazy. This might be nice.
The Arts Council of Big Sky has a busy schedule of actual and virtual events through the summer. August workshops include Kids Weekend Sessions, a plein air painting series, and Connecting the Pieces, a class in mosaics. The Virtual Music in the Mountain series features Carrie Krause and friends, Lainey Lou and the Bird Dogs, and Dead Sky. There's more information and an event schedule at bigskyarts.org. The Arts Council of Big Sky, where the arts meet the sky.
Okay, I believe I can continue. I buy records all different ways, and one of the things I've jumped into at the end of last year, and it was for this year, it was the Kara Records Club single subscription. 12 singles in a year, and they're sending them out two at a time, though, with mail slowed down and stuff. The second batch was actually six singles, three pairs of releases, and they've been really good. I only had one I didn't care for so far out of eight singles, and they gave you a preview of who was going to be on it, and there's a lot of artists I like. You've heard several of them so far that I played, the Minus Five, Elf Power, and the Minders. And this is a band called Dump, and it's James New, McNew, bass player for Yola Tingle. And I've never heard of stuff. I knew he had a band and stuff, but this is really lovely. I'm really excited to get this and be able to share it with you today.
Dreams are just dreams if you want. We'll be right back.
Wilco from their breakthrough, controversial, near disastrous release, Yankee Hotel Foxtrot. You heard War on War. And if you've ever seen that documentary, it's a little insight to making music, though some of the editing dramatizes the situation. Highly recommend Jeff Tweedy's book, his biography. It's well written, and if you're interested in the mechanics of a band, that's a place to go. And I see he's written another book about songwriting, and that's one of the topics he brings up in his first book about songwriting methods. And he's written a whole book about it, which I can't wait to read, because I found it really interesting how he described the process. It seemed sort of familiar to me. There's lots of thoughts on that. How do you write a song? Don't know. Don't ask me. Start off with Dump, Feeling Number One from their Kara Record Club release. Radiohead from the Airbag EP. You heard Palo Alto. Oh, you heard Peter Holzapfel too in there. They sort of got flipped around. Peter Holzapfel from the Scrang tribute album to Bobby Sutliff. You heard him doing covering Bobby's song, Belly Grand. And Peter Holzapfel, he was in the DBs. He was in REM for a little while. And these days, his day job is touring with Hootie and the Blowfish. He's the keyboard player in that band. And he seems like a nice guy. We've traded some music and talked music sometimes. And I saw him play a couple times. He's a great musician. And I thank him for helping us out on that benefit. And then finish up with Wilco. 18 minutes in front of the hour four. Let me tell you, there are 3 o'clock program underwriter today. Says the Dalians have landed the Daily Coffee and Eatery on the MSU campus and College and 11th and the Cannery District are open with limited seating available. Mobile orders by texting coffee to 474747 or online at dailycoffeeandeatery.com for hours and information. And something else I wanted to do. Yeah, I better do something here.
The Replacements could deliver snotty punk rock and gut-wrenching ballads. The band's biographer Bob Mayer says that's what makes the group so special.
If you're lucky, a great band will get you in the head and the heart, or the heart or the gut, but very few bands touch you in the head, heart, and gut, all three places. And I think that, in a way, is what makes The Replacements so special.
We talk about The Replacements with author Bob Mayer this week on Sound Opinions.
Sound Opinions, Sunday at 6 p.m. on KGLT.
Yes, again, highly recommended outside programming. Great music show. Nice discussions there. Can I continue? Yes. One of the perks of having a radio show is people send you records, labels, and artists. And most often they're good. Sometimes I get things that don't work for me or wouldn't fit on the show. I might even like them, but I wouldn't. Not necessarily play him, but Jerker Emanuelsson from Vara, Sweden, runs a Sound Asleep label. He's done a load of compilations, Home Run, Hit the Hay series, and some band releases. And one of my favorite bands he's put out is a Scottish band, Dropkick. And I've had their new record for a few weeks, and I just haven't gotten to play it yet. And Jerker actually checked in and asked, made sure I got it because of the current mail issues. And yes, I had it, and I apologize for not playing it, but I'm going to play it today. I knew I'd like it, and it's a keeper. This is brand new.
Stress to accept that you weren't really there, my friend. I hope this feeling never goes away. About the needle.